I want to talk about this subject. I didn't even think I was going to talk about this today, but I seen a couple videos last night of what people, they keep calling it gender wars. Now, if you ask me, I don't think it's a gender war. I think it's personally a distraction from more bigger shit that's happening in the world. Look, as usual, but we're going to talk about this subject because I'm like, why not? Let me tell y'all what the problem is. Okay, as a single woman with no children, and I'm still young, I just turned 30, so I can tell y'all right now, most people I meet that's either my same age or older or even younger than me, they're bitter. I'm just gonna be real. They are just bitter. And you know where the bitterness comes from? You're bitter because you hate the choice that you made. That's just the answer. That's it. You hate the choice you made. With men, you hate the fact you chose the wrong woman. That's just the truth. Men do. They hate when they choose the wrong woman. Or he hates the fact that, and I'm just being real, y'all, they do. He hates the fact that the choice that he made it's unfortunate. You know, the shit is unfortunate, but that's just what it is. He hates that he married the wrong woman, had kids the wrong woman, whatever, and that shit caused men to be bitter. You want me to tell you why? I remember the time I met this dude, and for a while, I really never understood why he kept sending subliminal messages to me. He would say little smart shit, like try to make comments about this, and he was so mad when he realized that my life is actually good and I don't have drama and I have no pain. And he hates the fact I'm single on top of that, because in his mind, he's like looking for some reason for there to be an issue with me, but there's not one. I'm not ugly, I'm not fat, I'm not dumb. I said I'm beautiful, and I said you're bothered because it does not take me to be with a person to make me happy. And I told somebody the truth. I said most of you who are in relationships now are miserable. Say what you want to say, but it actually doesn't make sense for you to be with somebody if they don't bring you additional joy. I believe that relationships are real deal investments, and everybody don't deserve to be invested in. That's just facts. They just don't. Same thing about boyfriend-girlfriend relationships, husband and wife relationships. Everybody don't deserve to be your man or your woman. And unfortunately, because most people do not understand this concept, and I keep telling folks, y'all don't love yourself. People get mad, but it's true. You can't. There's no way you love yourself and you allow yourself to be abused, or you allow yourself to be in a devastating situation that destroys you, and then you do it continuously. You understand what I'm saying? It's one thing to learn from something you did, but to me, it's another thing that you continue to put yourself through years of abuse, years of pain. Like, at some point, be real with yourself. You just don't love yourself. I said the same thing. I actually don't care if people get married or not, but if you get married and the only thing you can actually brag about is getting married, and there's actually nothing good about your relationship, the partner that you chose, that says a lot about you, okay? Say what you want, but I'm gonna say this. What's real don't have to be explained. That's for some of y'all who don't understand levels of that. I'm gonna say it again. What's real does not have to be explained. You don't have to tell people you're happy. You ain't gotta take a million pictures, because your true happiness is going to show through. That's why I know most women and men are lying about being happy in their relationships and or marriages. Because if they was really happy, you could see it. Can't make this up. I know what it looks like when a woman is truly taken care of and truly happy. You see it. Same thing with a man, you know. But most of these men are miserable, and people get mad, but I say that's why they be on the internet all the time talking about feminine women, and oh, women are this. And I always said the same thing. I said I find it so interesting that none of these men bring on here women that have actual common sense. They're always bringing on these little underage girls that's like 19 or 20 years old. They know they don't know shit, or they're obsessed with social media. They don't actually speak to women that have real sense. I noticed they do that on purpose, because I've said the truth. If you talk to most women who are wives, some of these men are just lying. Because I said the truth. Men sound crazy saying you weren't a traditional woman. Sir, you're not traditional yourself. I cannot make this up. A man got so mad when I said this, right? I said, how you gonna say that you deserve a wife, but you want a wife that's this XYZ? But I was like, didn't you sleep around? Didn't you also produce children out of wedlock? Here go these men. I've changed. I'm different. So I said, interesting. So you believe as a man that you can change and deserve a traditional woman, but you think if a woman does basically the exact same thing that you did and she changes, you believe that that's not possible. I said, so basically you are a man that's a hypocrite. Men can't take that. Say what y'all want. That doesn't make any sense. Now, mind you, men can't stand when I talk about it. You know why? Because they're mad they can't say nothing to me. And when I say they can't say nothing to me, yes, they be mad because I'm not a woman that had kids out of wedlock. Never had a baby in my life. I ain't never had no diseases. They mad I ain't never been married. They're upset because they're looking for some reason that, oh, it must be this. I never forget this, where I talked to a man who was like 70 years old. He looks at me and says, "You're a very attractive woman." He said, "How come you're single?" I said, "Because I want a man that does not have children." He literally looked me in my face and said, "That's going to be difficult." And I said, "Well, I'm willing to wait, because I said, I don't care what men actually think. I'm not responsible for the choices you made before you met me. And nor would I want a man in my life that had kids out of wedlock. I don't care." And I said, "Most men did, but believe they deserve to be forgiven the same way." I said, "The truth is, y'all men are hypocrites for saying the same shit you say about single mothers when you're not realizing, sir, you're a single father. Your best bet will be single mothers." Yeah, so if you're a man that has kids, be real with yourself. You're more than likely going to marry or be with a woman that's also a single mother. Men be sounding crazy as hell to me. And mind y'all, I told this man the truth. I said, "No matter what you're telling me, I don't care." I said, "I'm not lowering my standards to a single father who made his choices in life. He did what he did, that's on him." I said, "I think it's so weird that if a man wants me, but he comes with baggage, he believes that I should accept him." "No, I shouldn't. For what? I don't want to deal with your kids, your stress, your nothing." I even told a man, "Why can't we just be cool? I still would never like you. I don't want to sleep with you, nothing. You have children to take care of. I don't. We're in different spaces in our lives. I never want to conjoin my life with a man that has kids, no matter what a man says." And I said, "You know what's so funny? The only reason why this man is trying to plead to me that he's such a good person is because he realized while he was talking shit about me, insulting me like everybody else, that's why you ended up trapped with the woman that you did have kids with. Now he's stuck with her and them kids." I don't feel sorry for men like this. That's why y'all be thinking I'm being mean. I'm not. I'm being honest. And it's so disturbing to me that people call my sense of logicalness cold-hearted. This is not cold-hearted. I cannot make this up, y'all. I am literally using the exact same logic that men use on women. Peep this, right? If I was a woman that had kids and a man was single right now with no kids, do you honestly think that he would be out here pressed to talk to you, pressed to wife you up, pressed to marry you? He wouldn't even consider you wife material. Facts. That's what's crazy. But now that some of these men, they've been humbled because they end up being with these terrible women or hoe or whatever, however they got trapped, now they mad. I was like, so let me see if I get this right. You was talking all that shit as men. Now you mad that you're basically in the same situation as a single mother. And now that your only options are a single mother, you think you don't deserve a woman that got kids. Y'all, come on, man. Listen to their mindsets. I can't make up the stuff I tell y'all. I just wanted y'all to hear this because I was like, this man is really mad at me for living my best life, y'all. And he is really out here angry because his ass went and had children and is mad because I don't want him. I was like, sir, you have kids. I don't have kids. I'm not interested. You good luck with that. That nigga is angry, y'all. He is up here acting like I am the devil. I'm the devil because I don't want to talk to you because you have kids. Sir, you have a... I said, I cannot make this up. Y'all, this be crazy to me, right? These same men who be calling themselves valuable or high valuable, not only do they constantly sleep around, the part that's crazy to me is they impregnate random women that they don't even know. I asked the man this. I said, so how are you a man that has value and standards, but you impregnate random women? Something is wrong with you. I was like, you're just mad because you can't say that shit about me. I said, you're mad because my character is better than yours. You feel some type of way as a man because that's facts. And I said, no matter what you're saying, my life has proved it. My standards of how I live can be proved through my whole life. You don't have the standards that you claim, sir. Have a good seat. Have a good seat. Y'all, it's like I'm really trying to figure out why this level of men are so hypocritical towards single women, or excuse me, single mothers in particular, and you're a single father, y'all. And it'd be so crazy because I'd be sitting there looking at them like, okay, sir, I'm gonna say this again. Don't you also have kids out of wedlock, just like the women that you're trying to insult? Y'all, make it make sense. Here go these men. I don't want to take care of something that's not my responsibility. Sir, I'm a single woman with no kids, so I'm glad that you understand that. So I'm gonna say the same thing to you. as a woman that's single with no children, I also don't want to take care of kids that are not mine. It is not my responsibility. And I don't understand how that could anger you when you feel the exact same way. Y'all, I had to let y'all hear. This man was really upset with me over this. He literally act like I said something to destroy his life when I just said the reality of something. I was like, okay, no matter what he tells me, I was like, dude, you cannot sit up here and act like what you said is sane. It makes literally no bit of sense. Y'all, he is really mad. And I'm like, nigga, you can stay mad. I had to talk about this. I was like, this nigga is really tripping. Y'all, he be walking around acting like he's some high value person. I'm like, don't you got like 2 and 3 kids and you're single? Y'all know why these people like that are so mad, especially these dudes, because these red pill lunatics on the internet, they got these men so hyped up over nonsense. Now they just look crazy. I said, so you're basically the exact same thing as a single mother. So I said, why are you insulting a woman that has kids if you're basically the exact same thing? And I said, the only reason why you are upset is because you're mad that I'm a woman that has the actual standards that you wish you had, okay? I'm a representation of actually true dignity and true respect. I said, you don't respect yourself because I said, if you were as a man, why did you feel the need to come on the internet and then on top of that insult all single mothers and you are dead ass a single father? Then y'all literally sit up on the internet and try to coach women and tell women this is what you need to do to get a man. Sir, you don't even have a woman. Y'all, he has children. He's a single father, but I cannot make this up, but you don't, y'all. Oh my God. Oh my God. For me, it's the mentality. I have to say this. I have to reach out and say this because it is literally the mentality for me. I was like, what is wrong with this damn man? This is not my first time hearing this stuff, y'all, but I have to agree, I'm on women's side of this subject. There are way too many men around here getting random women pregnant and then screaming they have standards. Sir, no, you don't. You show people you don't have standards the minute you start impregnating random women. And then this is the crazy part. These same men will try to act like they have the exact equal standard to a man who had a wife who either passed away or died, or he's an ex-husband. It's not the same. I was just like, y'all, it's just not. Everybody be trying to convince you it is, sir. It's literally just not. Okay? Oh, y'all, this is just... And what's crazy is I never even thought I would even get into this subject today just because, you know, it's right before the holidays. But y'all, I was just on the internet peeping this and I'm like, I'm sorry, but marriage is not a flex anymore. For those of you who don't believe it, it's true. Almost every married person I've seen is unhappy. Even in the stages of their relationship, boyfriend, girlfriend, I don't give a damn if you finna get married. Listen, all I can say is just good for you if you are genuinely happy. But to know that most of you aren't, please spare me. Like I told y'all, happiness shines through. It's not something you have to pretend to be. It's not something you have to flex. I ain't lying when I tell you. That's why I be laughing when women keep bringing up they're married or bringing up they're with someone. I be laughing because I know the truth. They're miserable. That woman will never say it, but I know they miserable for real. That's why they have to tell you they got a ring. That's why they have to keep... I cannot make this up because it's not genuine excitement. It's not genuine happiness. It's not... People get so mad every time I talk about this, but I'll say it again. What's real don't have to be explained to nobody. That's why when I hear these girls saying the stuff that I say, or these women, I just be laughing at them. Because I said, honey, you can't make me excited about the idea of being a servant to a man. And then on top of that, I can't make this up, y'all. These dudes, I meant what I said, like I told y'all the other day. Most of these men are extremely unmotivated. They don't have enough ambition to, in my personal opinion, survive in the world. And I'm not kidding because I've seen women be way more, you know, of this type, you know, have this type of mentality more than men. And I feel like that's why when I look and see, you know, how should I tell you, what we have now, the battle of the sexes, it's not really surprising to me. Ah, y'all, and I'm telling you, it's the way this man was so mad. He was walking around so arrogant, so irritated, and I'm just like, don't you got a bunch of kids you got to take care of? Y'all, but was up here telling, y'all looked at him and started laughing at him. Because I told him the truth. I said, women might sleep with you, but I said, you are not husband material. I said, you're one of those men that's delusional, basically. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. I can't make this up. Yo, I just had to talk about this. And of course, you know, I wasn't going to make this any long rant today. I just had to prove my little 2 points about this. I'm just up here looking at some of this stuff and looking at what people try to say is gender wars, y'all. What we're experiencing is not gender wars. You are getting ready. We are experiencing previews of people's karma. That's why you see all these men out here struggling and suffering. They're struggling and suffering because what they did to somebody else. More than likely, it probably was their baby mama. I'm just being real. That's just the truth. Whether they left her hanging, they left her kids to die and starve, her to fend for herself, whatever it is. Those men are experiencing bad karma. I say the same thing for some women. There's a reason why some women are going through some of the stuff they're going through. They'll try to tell you, oh, I don't know what it is. No, sis, that's your karma for you doing what you was doing that was wrong. And like I told y'all, didn't I tell y'all it was coming up? Didn't I tell y'all? I was like, ooh, watch it. I said, next year, right? We got one more month of this year. You're going to see a bunch of people that got good karma be nothing but blessed. I know. I have great karma. Telling y'all, I don't do nothing malicious or evil to people, period. And folks cannot stand it. I will never understand how people can get upset at the way you will be blessed. When you did nothing wrong. That's the shit that's crazy. A lot of people in this world cannot say that and do nothing wrong. I can actually say that as a person. I didn't do nothing wrong to anybody. I'm not making it up. I don't do evil to people. I don't do black magic. I don't manipulate people. I don't go out of my way to try to destroy your life. I'm not nosy, okay? I literally mind my business as I've always done in my life. Another reason why I'm blessed. These other people always in drama, always in mess, trying to ruin somebody else's relationship, trying to ruin somebody else's life. You always trying to sabotage this. You always in something. Y'all are the examples of people that are going to suffer. I'm not making this up. That's why when I see men saying the stuff they say, that's why they be so bitter now. They be up here howling and screaming and looking fucking stupid and crazy. You know why I'm not surprised? That's why I laugh at them. Then y'all, when you tell a man the truth about himself, watch they go, eh, whatever. Okay, sassy man. You have a good day with your sassy attitude. Exactly why he's single with his friends. Mind you, y'all, these men will love trying to act like they're single by choice. Most of y'all are single because y'all got bad karma and y'all treated so many women bad over the years and courses of your life. That's why you're actually by yourself as a man, to deal with you, because can't nobody deal with you, baby. You destroyed everything you touch. You destroyed every relationship you had. That's why you by yourself. Please stop trying to act like it's the other way around. That's why when this one dude got mad, he gonna get mad at me, y'all, because I laughed at him. I said, you just got mad because you impregnated a hoe-ass white girl. And I told him the truth. I said, she is a hoe. Everybody apparently knew she was a hoe but you. And I said, you still slept with her anyway and then had a baby with her. Then you tried to say something negative to me as a black woman and then got mad when people told you I'm the better woman and have more standards. They told you that you're not worthy. Now he looks stupid. I said, of course you're not worthy. I said, you're literally a fucking hoe as a man. You literally slept with a girl who is literally a white prostitute. Dude, have a good day. This white bitch worked at a brothel. Please leave me alone. I looked at that dude and was like, man, you got low standards. Please leave me alone. If you wifed a whore, have a good day. I do not be feeling sorry for men that do stuff like this. Stop trying to act like you have standards and you don't, brother. You just don't. And I told somebody the truth and one man got so mad because I said, you're just upset that I said, as a man, your sexual needs at your point in life now outweighs the importance of what you see in the future. And I said, that ain't got nothing to do with me. That's on you. And I said, you're just upset because no matter what you say, I would never like you or want you. That man was so heated and bothered and X, Y, Z, and this, that, the third. And he did what people told him not to do anyway and was cursed for it. Y'all, now all of a sudden, again, now I'm the evil person, the devil. I be looking at men so crazy sometimes and just be like, why are you mad that I don't like you? That I just don't understand that. I said, why can't you just accept the women that do like you? I can name so many rappers, y'all, who think they are high standard and valuable. Sir, y'all don't have high standards. Y'all literally carry on foolishness even though you're rich. That's it. Most rappers are just rich. I don't care how rich you are, how many millions you're worth. You're still a hoe. Most of y'all rapper men need to hear that. You literally impregnate random women that you do not fucking know, dude. You don't have standards. Stop lying to yourself. You just make money. It's like, why is it so hard for men to hear that? Some of y'all, that is the truth. You just make money. You don't have standards. You do not love yourself as a man, because if you did, why would you be impregnating random hoes? Y'all, women, they don't even fucking know. And then be like, then after these men create these crazy levels of chaos in their life, they be like, I'm going through so much. You mean the drama that you caused? You mean the pain that you purposely put yourself in. Sir, you're not going through drama. You created your own drama. You're a messy bitch. Men need to hear that. You're the messy bitch. It's not women. It's you, sir. You kept doing that to yourself. No one forced you to be in relationships. No one forced you to be with hoes. No one is making you have children with random women you don't know. You chose that for your own life. Okay, now that we got that one out the way, y'all, I had to talk about this. I was like, why do so many, and y'all, the worst part is you got rappers out here who think people want them. No, sir, the only people that want you, again, are hoes. Hoes who don't care. Hoes who step over anybody's boundaries, anybody's this just to get to you. That's what you attract. You do not attract real women that have standards. Be for real. I know this. There's not a single rapper I would ever be attracted to. Look at the choices they made. Look at the women they choose. It doesn't matter what they're trying to say. I'm like, dude, y'all have no respect of yourself, your communities, nothing. And please stop trying to save face. You know how people try to save face when they embarrassed? Y'all, Jesus. Ooh-hoo. Woohoo, y'all. I meant what I said when I said embarrassing. I am just looking at this person like, what is wrong with these delusional ass men? I cannot. Y'all, I have to talk about this. I'm like, what is wrong with these lunatic ass dudes? Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Child, it is the nonsense for me. It is the mentality for me. Okay, it reminds me of, what was I watching the other day? Didn't I tell you about the dude who I want to say this lady is white. I believe she's a white woman, but y'all know nowadays you can't tell because they keep getting too many lip fillers for me. So she could be Hispanic. I don't know. You know, once they get the lip fillers, child, they change. You can't really tell. But anyway, she basically was talking about how she was married to this NBA player for like, I think she's married to him for years. And I'm listening to her life and like, girl, this man sexually abused you. It's just insane the level of shit that she basically talked about that this man made her do. And I'm looking at her and being like, and you just didn't say no? This is when I realized how sad some women will really marry a man just to have money or a life. When in reality, I truly believe you have to actually marry a person that respects you. I meant what I said. If the man does not respect you, okay, you will never have love. You will never have whatever it is you're desiring. I say that because I know I have everything that people try to tell me I won't have. I just be laughing at them. I'm like, no, baby, you won't have that because you don't have boundaries. You do not respect yourself. It's different when you respect yourself. It's different when you have boundaries. I say that's why y'all be with these terrible people who y'all just let do whatever to you. Why? Just say no. I be up here like, are people afraid to tell a man no? Y'all, they will be so quick to tell their friends no, so quick to tell another woman no, so quick to laugh at a woman. But I'm telling you, they will stay with an abuser. Do you hear me? For years and tell him yes, 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 while he walk all over their self-esteem, emotions, and boundaries. Come on, somebody. That person don't respect you. Like, be real with yourself. Stop lying to yourself. A person has to respect you. That is not even negotiable. It is crazy that people think they can negotiate respect for money, and you think you can negotiate respect for all this other stuff. You can't. It is a non-negotiable factor that must exist in all relationships, whether you are in a friendship with someone, man or woman, or in a romantic partnership, man or woman. It does not matter. Respect has to be the primary benefactor, the primary link. Okay, that connects y'all. That's how it works. Yeah, I had to talk about this today because I'm like, what is wrong with majority of these people? Now, mind y'all, since we get into this part about celebrities, I told y'all, now usually I would tell y'all this. I used to genuinely believe that I wanted to be married, and then I used to think like, oh, maybe I want this. But when I told you I learned the truth very young about what happens in marriages, I used to just laugh at the idea. And I told a man the truth. I said, I'm not necessarily sure if I would want to be married. I said, I think a partnership is nice, but I'm being real with you. Most marriages suck, and most people that are married are just not happy. It's very rare you actually see people that are happy in marriages. And I said, I think most women get married for the aesthetics of things. That's why they love only talking about the aesthetic of marriage. There is never really, to me, always deeper context to some degree. And I can say the same thing about men, okay? Mind y'all, I'm being real with y'all. Something about that idea that needs to change too, because I've never really heard men be excited about marriage. Say what you want to. Y'all know how, I'm gonna give y'all an example of what I mean. I think I've only seen one video online my whole life where a man just was gushing about his wife. And it was so deep in the context. I was like, oh my God. Okay, I said, this woman found a great partner. That's what I remember thinking to myself. This woman found a great partner, okay? That man, I was like, that was the truth. He started describing different aspects of marriage and relationships. And something that he said stuck to me, right? I used to tell girls or women I meet all the time that men will marry when they're ready to get married. The sad part is they will marry a person that they don't like. Okay? And you know why that's so embarrassing? That's why you have girls who be competing in their marriage. I'll give you an example of what I mean. If a man doesn't really like you, but he's ready to get married and he marries you, the sad part is that means usually that if he marries you and he don't like you, the woman that he really loves, he could not get. Okay? That means in his mind, even if he marries you, you will always be second to him. Like nothing about his marriage will be enjoyable or he will like. He will actually suffer through with it the entire time until finally he's fed up and he may divorce you. But the only reason he stays married is because he knows he gets a benefit. I'll give you an example. He may stay in a marriage with a woman he hates because she cooks for him or cleans for him or does XYZ, but he doesn't actually love that person. Right? That's an example of what I mean when men marry women they dislike. Because you, I don't care what y'all say. It's crazy that men do this, but they do. They do it all of the time. Right? And I've told y'all, some of it comes from men being so disrespectful to a woman they once loved, or other things come from men just basically, I'm telling y'all, ruining their fucking lives. Yeah, they won't admit that part when they know they ruined their lives or ruined a good relationship they had with a woman and they destroy something. It's their mindset. This is why I say the stuff I say. Why do y'all think I always be looking at people so crazy? Like, what is wrong with you? Do you just not love yourself? What is it that you don't love? Like, love yourself. Now, mind y'all, I'm also a very original person. I'm not a copycat, okay? I don't have to copy nobody, act like no one, be like no one. I am really my own original person, okay? It bothers people so, because they don't know how to just be. They don't. They don't know how to be themselves. You know where that comes from? You being lost in a fucking relationship. You being lost in this world. That's where your zero identity comes from. For some of y'all who don't recognize it, you lost who you was when you was trying to love somebody, and now you scrambling for pieces and trying to put back who you are together. Mind you, that's fine if you are, but I'm telling you right now, baby, copying me ain't gonna get you no man. I can tell you that now. Copying me is not going to get you my results, because who I am is going to naturally attract what I'm deserving of. I'm deserving of the best. The absolutely most amazing thing that you can ever experience in this world, okay? In these lifetimes, me, I'm deserving of that. You know why? I put in that work. I'm not a pretender and I'm not faking it and I'm really originally me, okay? I'm walking in my path. Do you understand? Boldly and bravely, honey, with my head held high, okay? Boldly. I can't say that for everybody I meet. I can't. I've met plenty of people that's copycats, plenty of people you can tell they have a loss of identity. They don't really know who they are, right? They're going through those phases. And I've also seen people who do everything I just described to y'all. Men that marry women they hate just to say that they're married so they can escape some other reality. I'll give y'all an example. I had a man that proposed to me, right? And this is sad because it's so amazing to me that some people don't get this. So I explained. So he was this older man, right? He said he was divorced and this is the. Now, mind you, in my head, I'm thinking, sir, not only am I not going to marry you, I just met you and don't even really know you. Here's the part that was crazy to me. Most women who are so desperate to be a wife would have hurried up and bomb rushed this man, would have hurried up and married him, hurried up and moved his house, and hurried up and did this. See, me as a woman, because I actually have sense and because I actually know that I pay attention to things and because I'm not desperate, I do not jump and rush into situations, not with people, anything. I don't care who you are. I'm not rushing and hopping up into no whatever situation. Now, of course, because I know some desperate woman he probably probably will marry. I said the truth. You know why I know a desperate woman would latch on to him? Because what I just explained to y'all, how deep it is. They can't even see the truth of what he's doing. I said, this man is running from something. Now, this is what I picked up on him, just his energy. I was like, I don't know what this man running from, but baby, I'm not the person you think you finna run to. Okay? I don't even care your reason. And I think so many women are basically currently like really in their feelings because I said the truth. I said, marriage is not a flex. You being married is not a flex. It's just not. Being single is actually a flex nowadays because people are mad that I said the truth. I said, I chose peace and happiness over dealing with toxic relationships or being a baby mama. And people can't handle that. And I chose happiness over being abused and used. People cannot handle that because most people, I'm going to be real with y'all. I will tell y'all something that somebody told me that's so crazy, right? I'm a very kind and genuine person. For some reason, people think that means I'm weak. You know what I told somebody that I said? That's why I know you don't understand. Strength comes from a different level of forgiveness. Strength, true strength, is so feminine. I think most people don't even comprehend what it is to be strong. They don't, right? That's why I think men have an idea of what it is or people have an idea of what it is. But true strength is being resilient. True strength is moving forward. And I can tell you one thing, most people in this world are not strong enough to choose they self. They're not. They don't have the mental, I'm telling y'all, they don't have it. They don't have that mindset, okay, to be able to realize that sometimes the best decision is you. It is not other things and it is not people. Okay? Sometimes it is best that you choose yourself and walk away. But you know what people do instead? I'm not making this up. They think they're strong and they're not. And guess what they do? They keep going back to something abusive and damaging to their soul. And you know why I know they know it's damaging to their soul? Because they feel it break off bit by bit. Every time you accept a woman's or man's abuse, every time you accept a bunch of nonsense, every time you accept some weird level of stress and chaotic stuff that disturbs your peace, you're an example of a person I'm talking about. You need to choose yourself in situations like that. Be strong enough. I don't care how hard it is. I don't give a damn what family member you got to cut off. Cut their ass off. You don't owe. Some of y'all need to hear this. I don't care what family you was born into. You do not owe your family anything. Definitely not your freaking peace, man. Do y'all understand? Messing with your peace will have you mentally and emotionally disturbed. You will be a crazy person that literally loses their mind. You will lose your damn mind. Trying to fuck with that whole people pleasing, trying to do this. Stop doing all of that. Like I said, it's best to choose yourself. Get yourself together, gather you some strength, honey, and choose yourself because you're gonna need a peace of mind to get through whatever it is that you're getting through. Now, y'all, here's the crazy part that people don't understand about the importance of this. Let's say you choose to be one of them people who don't get no peace. Let's talk about it. Let's say you're one of those people. Because I know it's some of y'all out there that's like that. Woo, Jesus. Let's say you're one of them people that you think you're just going to keep being drama filled. You think you're just going to keep accepting people. And, ooh, I'm going to accept this. I'm going to do this. And I don't care. And you just let people walk all over your boundaries continuously. You continue to allow people to basically mess up your happiness, your environment, your mental sanity. Let's say you're that type of person that you just never learn your lesson. Okay, well, don't get mad when you age rapidly, you look crazy. Don't get mad when, you know, you up and down looking like a Looney Tune. You know, everything. Don't get mad when your life go into the exact same cycles and it's constantly in chaos. Don't get mad when you're always with these drama-filled, crazy people who keep you locked into mess. I'm just showing you, don't be surprised when that is your life, okay? That's why I keep telling y'all there is true strength, okay, in this. And it's so amazing. I'm a kind person, but people don't understand this. Kindness is truly for the strong. It is not for the weak. Okay? Y'all don't understand. That's why I be laughing. I remember the time I met this lady. She kept telling me because she mean that she thinks she tough. I used to just laugh at her. Didn't I tell y'all some of the most cruel and wicked people you will ever meet is the most kindest people? I know it because she ain't never seen a mean streak like mine. She thinks she mean. I said, bitch, I'll kill you. Your children would die. I would not give a fuck. See, she don't understand that level of true meanness or true evilness. Like, she don't get it because she's one of them people that think because she's mean, she understands. No, you don't. Because I know what it's like to be that mean and that wicked and that evil and then have the strength to be kind regardless of what's happening. And I have the strength to be resilient. I don't care about what somebody did. Most of y'all right now, I know you weak. You don't have the strength because you still ain't forgave whoever for whatever. See, me, I don't live in a place of unforgiveness either. I don't care what somebody did. I don't care. Do you understand? I don't care what they did years ago, 2 weeks ago, this. I just don't care. And see, because I understand that, it does not surprise me when I meet men and women who got this bitterness in them. Yes, I said it. Some of y'all is just bitter. You bitter and you know it, okay? Some of y'all don't know how to move forward. You can't move on, and that's on you, okay? You need to learn how to have the strength to move forward. You need to learn how to have the strength to move past things. Same thing, some of y'all men, child, we finna get into this one. Some of y'all men are so damn bitter. It's really sad, y'all are. So many of y'all men, I just be like, what is wrong with you, sir? Just bitter. You a bitter man and you know you bitter. And then on top of that, you have the audacity to be bitter and then try to act like, I don't know what's wrong with me. Sir, you know exactly what's wrong with you. You also know, sir, why you're bitter. You know why you're not happy. Come on now. Be real with yourself. Stop lying to yourself. Be honest with yourself. I be telling people, you cannot keep living like this. So yes, y'all, that is going to conclude my episode for today. Y'all, please stay tuned. Until the next time. Peace. And also, people, happy holidays. Enjoy your seasons in peace. Till the next time.